This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney, and I'm joined now by KALW's Todd Whitney. He's been researching what would go into a real living wage. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
So what did you try to figure out?
I set out to find a real living wage for a family in the Bay Area. So I originally wanted to use data from the 2010 census, but the Bay Area has changed a lot since then. So I ended up using economic projections and national surveys. And what I found was that the average household size in Oakland is about 3 people.
All right, so that average, that's maybe like a couple and a child?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I went with. And so I focused on Oakland because it's one of the most rapidly changing communities out here in the Bay Area. And out of the 9 counties here, Alameda County is situated right in the middle in terms of income.
All right, so talking averages, what is the average you need to make to live in the Bay Area?
Well, that really depends on where you're at. There are so many variables that there isn't really an average cost of living in the Bay Area at the moment. But that doesn't mean that people aren't thinking about it. I gathered and compared data from 4 of the most reputable low-wage resources and indexes to figure out the cost of living in the Bay Area.
Well, what are they looking at?
They're considering annual expenses.
All right, so we're talking housing, talking food, transportation.
Yeah, right, all that sort of stuff. And then other basic essentials like health care, taxes, child care, leisure stuff. Now, the funny thing about all that is that some of the indexes come up with completely different results. So we could take MIT, for example. That's one of the indexes that I looked at. MIT says that a family of 3 worth 1 working adult and 1 kid, you need about $44,000 a year to live comfortably.
Okay, so how's it break down? What's the hourly on that?
That means you're pulling in about $21 an hour, 1 adult, 1 earner. But that's on the low end projection. On the high end, the Economic Policy Institute says that the same family has to pull in just over $68,000 a year.
That's not even close to what MIT found. It's much higher income.
Yep, I know. We're talking about $33 an hour. Or you can think about it like this. That's 2 adults earning nearly $17 an hour each.
Well, even at that, that's like twice the national minimum wage. And when you're talking a single wage earner, it's way more. So who's making that kind of money?
On average, people making at least $33 an hour include, you know, your businessmen, computer engineers, architects, nurses.
Well, maybe the better question then is who's not making that kind of money?
Really? That's most jobs out there. Jobs that pay $20 or less an hour, like social service workers, security guards, secretaries, custodians, salespeople.
Well, I'm thinking then restaurant workers then too, right? People working in the food industry?
Absolutely. So of all the people earning an hourly wage in America, about 5% get the minimum wage or less. But like we were just talking about, that's not near enough money to thrive.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
That's KALW's Todd Whitney.